The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, picking it up again and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at secondcalldefense.org and come and meet me and the Second Call Defense crew at the NRA convention. May 20th through the 22nd, I think I'm going to be there. Feel free to come and sit down and say hello. I want to meet everybody. Social Security Administration has released the details of how it proposes to identify some recipients for bans on possessing and acquiring firearms. This was first broached last July when the NRA called this the largest gun grab in American history. President Obama called on the SSA in January to advance a rulemaking process by which certain individuals receiving benefits would be reported to the NICS, the database that they use to determine whether a prospective buyer is eligible to buy firearms and or explosives. This would effectively make them a prohibited firearms possessor. Acting Commissioner Carolyn W. Colvin signed the proposed rule, set to be posted to the Federal Register on April 28th. Included in this 41-page document is the five-step qualification process, which will be used to first identify, then report selected Title II and Title 16 beneficiaries to the Department of Justice. First, individuals would have to file a claim based on disability. Next, the individual would have to be adjudicated as having a mental disorder listing and a corresponding primary diagnosis code in Social Security's records based on that mental impairment. Further, the individual would have to be an adult over 18 but under retirement age. Finally, after matching the other four conditions, the beneficiary would have to receive their benefits through a representative payee approved by the agency due to being incapable of managing their own payments. Sort of nearly the duplicate of what they've been doing in the VA. As a result, individuals whom they are required to report to NICS will be a subset of the universe of individuals for whom we have appointed a representative payee according to the rule. The SSA has reported that as many as 75,000 individuals per year could meet such guidelines. As of March 2016, the agency reports that 65,488,000 people are receiving Social Security. Supplemental Security Income, SSI, or both, making the estimated number expected to report to NICS comprise 0.11% of those currently receiving benefits. Now, the rule reads, considering the relevant regulatory factors discussed above, however, we believe that there is a reasonable and appropriate fit between the criteria we use to decide whether some of our beneficiaries are disabled and require a representative payee and the federal mental health prohibitor. Those who could possibly be at risk of being reported to NICS would be notified during their adjudication process that they might lose their gun rights, depending on the findings. Those who did will be notified in writing and have an opportunity to have their case reviewed, during which they would have to provide written statements, current and past mental health status for the past 5 years, as well as a criminal history report. In other words, they have to prove why they should have their rights. Those denied an administrative review can appeal that denial to the local U.S. District Court. The NRA, while admitting the proposal is not as drastic as many initially feared, and conceding it is more narrowly tailored than the procedure used by the VA, I agree with them. This is not something that should go forward. What it's basically saying is this. If you, like the veterans in the VA, if you are a citizen and you decide to partake of a program that was put there as a benefit of being an American, and either getting hurt and not being able to work before you turn 65, or just turning 65, and this is, you paid into it, you get it now. If you decide to partake of that, the United States has decided they have ownership of you, is what this boils down to. Just like the VA has taken ownership of some 200,000 individuals in the VA system by saying they can't have guns. An analysis of the proposal released Friday by the NRA said, ultimately, the SSA rulemaking highlights the need for systemic changes to the federal laws concerning when mental illness results in a person being prohibited from possessing or receiving firearms. Financial acumen, even if related to an underlying issue with sleep disturbances or inflated self-esteem, has no necessary relationship to a propensity for violence, and is not a sufficient basis to strip persons of their inalienable right to self-defense. The proposed rule, I'm sure everybody will be thrilled to hear this, is open for comments for 60 days. This is them exerting ownership over people. First it was the VA, now it is the Social Security Administration. Now, I will say this to you. If somebody has to have somebody getting paid for you, I don't know. I really don't know. Dr. John might know, but I don't know. Somebody that is that bad to where somebody's got to take care of their affairs for them, I don't know how much they might even want a gun. I don't know if they could carry a gun. I don't know if they leave the house. I don't know. However, the federal government stepping in and saying, we take on, and they're not saying this, but when they're stripping you of your rights because you're taking part in a program that was put in place as a benefit of being an American citizen, and they're using that as leverage against you to strip your rights from you, they're taking ownership of you. I don't care what anybody says. They've done it to the veterans, and they've gotten away with it. They have successfully gotten away with it. We should be marching on Washington right now. I have told my sons already that if I ever get to the point to where they got to do everything for me, take my guns and enjoy them. I'll give them away because I won't be using them. I won't be able to use them. But it's not for the government to decide. If I got to a point to where I couldn't decide for myself, they already know what to do. I've already told them. It's already out there. Come get in my gun safe. Y'all play rock, paper, scissors to see who gets the gun safe, and then get into the gun safe and divvy up the guns amongst yourself. You better make sure your mother's taken care of. You better make sure she's protected. And if I have to come and live with you, I want a 50-inch screen TV in my room, and a very nice hospice person coming, very good looking one, yeah, good looking hospice person. But it's not for the government to decide. It has never been for the government to decide. And this is them taking ownership of people. They're getting out there and doing this unilateral thing. And you got to go out there and you got to prove that you're still worthy of having your rights that you were born with in the first place, and the government had no, they got no business messing with them at all. Sounds like a revolution. We'll be right back.
Legacy Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense. America, you only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out, secondcalldefense.org. Come meet Shane Maloney and me. I'll be with Shane. Sean. God, hope he's not listening. Come meet Sean Maloney with me. I'll be at the Second Call Defense booth at the NRA. I call it the convention. I've never been to one. I'm going to learn all this stuff as I go. It's happening the weekend of the 20th through the 22nd in Louisville, Kentucky. Come check us out. Come say hello. Come join Second Call Defense. I talked about this earlier. The NYPD has started to seize guns and suspend the permits of people who got their firearms licenses through the broker, Lichtenstein, who was indicted for bribing cops last week. Shia Lichtenstein allegedly charged $18,000 per license, paid off cops to the tune of $6,000 a pop to secure the hard-to-get licenses, according to court records. His arrest was part of a wide-ranging federal probe into influence peddling in the NYPD and at City Hall, which has put at least 9 cops into hot water. Sadly, in New York, when things are going well, it takes applicants more than a year to get a license. But Lichtenstein was so wired into the permit unit that he could get them in 3 or 4 weeks, according to John Chambers, a lawyer who specializes in gun license cases. He says they would give him the paperwork, go down, get fingerprinted, and then get a call from Shia a few weeks later. Usually the process takes more than a year. Now, there is a little cottage industry in New York City where people will help you fill out the paperwork to try to be a little more successful at getting it. Nothing like this guy, though. The Daily News obtained a copy of a letter being sent to gun owners the department believes did business with Lichtenstein. That's a little troubling for me if they just believe it. I would think they have to prove it. But you are hereby directed to immediately surrender any and all firearms at your local precinct. Letter demands that the licensee turn over their gun and their license to the gun licensing division immediately. Chambers, a lawyer who specializes in gun licensing, said he's been contacted by 20 people who say they got their licenses through Lichtenstein. There are those that who have proper cause and legitimate reasons to have a firearm license. They carry diamonds or they deposit large amounts of cash. They're always talking about the diamonds. And for those of you who don't know, there's a part of New York, and I don't know exactly where it is, but it's in downtown New York. And this is the Diamond District. And here you'll probably see most of the permits to own a gun or carry a gun in New York City because they are strapped in this one particular area of New York. You're not going to mess with anybody around there. They got people walking around with guns in thigh holsters there. So. Chambers said Lichtenstein was somehow able to secure licenses for people who had prior arrests. He said there are others don't have probable or proper cause or have prior issues such as arrests, which would not have been overlooked had they gone through the regular process. Chambers has been handling licensing cases since 1986 and said he often spotted Lichtenstein, but didn't realize who he was. I've seen him at police headquarters. I didn't know who he was. I said, who the heck is that? I would say that he looked like he had special access, and yes, that was the only reason I ever knew him. 2 police sources said the NYPD is reviewing every permit issued by Sergeant Danny Villanueva, 42, and Officer Richard Oshital, 36. Both men have been put on desk duty pending the investigation. Stephen Davis, a police spokesperson, says they've been reviewing the licenses. Any filing where they find issues, they conduct a full review. The license is temporarily revoked. The gun is taken away. Davis said people can sell the gun to a legitimate buyer with NYPD approval. Otherwise, the department will hold on to the gun pending a review. Following Lichtenstein's indictment, the commanding officer of the gun licensing unit, Deputy Inspector Michael Endall, was reassigned. His replacement is Inspector Terrence Moore, a veteran of 31 years from the Internal Affairs Bureau, the same unit involved in the broader corruption investigation with the FBI and federal prosecutors. Meanwhile, public advocate Letita James on April 21st asked Bratton in a letter to suspend all permits and require license holders to hand guns over to police. Now, did you hear that? Suspend all permits and require all license holders to hand guns over to police. She wrote, I am gravely concerned that the NYPD may have issued handgun permits to people with a history of violence or who otherwise would should not be eligible to carry weapons. I fear Mr. Lichtenstein's bribes have endangered our city and have undermined the entire handgun permit system. A police source said the department decided to do the review as soon as Lichtenstein's indictment was announced, but that the NYPD is conducting it on an individual basis and not having everyone turn their guns in. Chambers said it seems unfair because they did nothing wrong. They will have the opportunity to fight the license suspension. We are contemplating litigation. The part that I love in this is you would never hear about anything like this anywhere else in the country. You would never hear about this. Getting the permit to buy the gun, to own the gun. I don't know how many of these permits were gun-carrying permits, but or gun-carrying licenses, but getting, and then, then somebody sitting up and saying, I think all of them need to come back in because this taints the entire program. I think first you establish how long Mr. Lichtenstein has been doing it, and you look at the time that he started and the time he finished, and maybe you look at those in between. And maybe you can look at all of those if they're all part of it, because I don't know. Once you get one of those things, I don't know how long it's good for and how long you have to keep it. Now, if you're in New York, of course, and if you're certain members of the government, you can carry one around and use it like a laser pointer, like the terrorism director did when he used his Glock 17 with a laser sight on it as a laser pointer in a presentation to some Swedish gentlemen. He actually muzzled them while he was bringing it up, saying, see right here, stop ducking, it's okay, don't worry about that, my Swedish friend, just stop ducking and get up off the floor, sit in the chair. And, you know. But only in New York City would you hear a story like this. Only in New York City would you see somebody paying $18,000 to get a permit that they could not get otherwise. And, you know, it's stunning. We'll be right back.
Kiss me. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All right. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Come meet them. Come meet them with me. I'm going to be there. They're going to be there. NRA convention or the NRA meetup or whatever they call it. What do they call it? One of you NRA members, tell me what they call it. I don't know. I'm going to be there, though. Come meet us at the Second Call Defense booth, Sean Maloney and myself, and then join them. The 14th Amendment guarantees that no state shall deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the law. For lawyers, the buzzword that you're looking for in an equal protection case is strict scrutiny, because chances are that once the court has to set that standard, the government will lose. Nevertheless, there's plenty of cases, including last term's Obergefell decision on gay marriage, in which a government action has transgressed even less rigorous levels of scrutiny. After all, the Constitution does not guarantee the equal protection of the laws only to people who fit within certain categories. Instead, it guarantees that governments, federal or state, will not make arbitrary distinctions among the people subject to their laws. For instance, the Supreme Court has said that the government cannot refuse food stamps to people living in a household where not everyone is related. Nor may the government require a special use permit for the operation of a group home for mentally disabled people. Nor may a state restrict access to its public schools to legal residents, thereby preventing illegal immigrants from receiving an education. Now there's a new lawsuit in federal court in California with a K, Garcia versus Harris, that challenges the way the state has structured its Gun-Free School Zones Act. Until last year, state law contained an exemption for people who had legally obtained a California with a K license to carry a concealed weapon. Now, and nobody with a concealed carry permit in California with a K ever went into a school and shot it up. Due to pressure from the anti-gun lobby, the state legislature removed that exemption, nevertheless leaving in place the exemption for an honorably retired peace officer authorized to carry a concealed or loaded firearm. Why that would be an issue for him, I don't know. However, I will say this. California with a K, you guys solve problems that don't exist. You answer questions that nobody's asked. Now, however much the anti-gun lobby wants to tout this as a common sense exemption or a bone to throw to the law enforcement community, it leads to ridiculous outcomes. As an initial matter, retired police who ever carried a firearm during their service are eligible to carry a firearm afterward as a matter of course. They are exempt from the act, even though they haven't gone through anything near the rigors of the CCW application process, which requires showing good moral character, completing a firearms training course, and establishing good cause. For the moment, we'll set aside the issue of why someone needs to show good cause to be able to exercise a constitutional right. You know, after all, we just got done talking about buying them for $18,000 in New York City. Of course, the Supreme Court has repeatedly declined to take up cases that would explore the scope of the right to bear arms outside the home. That will be coming one day, and that's why Hillary can't be the president. But the exemption is even broader than that. It allows people whose work had nothing to do with firearms to carry them simply because they work for the government. For example, the law exempts retired employees of the California Department of Fish and Game. It also exempts retired marshals who kept order and preserved the peace at the California Exposition and State Fair. Perhaps most absurdly, the law exempts retirees from any federal law enforcement agency. So while the law does not give an exemption to a Marine Corps vet, Marine Corps vet, who served in Afghanistan and is an expert marksman, it would exempt an IRS retiree who spent his career at a desk computing tax penalties far away from the field of combat. These inane rules giving preferential treatment to former government employees cannot withstand even the so-called rational basis test under the Equal Protection Clause. As the court said in Claiborne, equal protection is essentially a direction that all persons similarly situated should be treated alike. There is no reason that an emergency room doctor who received threats against his family or didn't receive threats against his family, cannot carry a firearm when he drops his children off at school, but a retired tax collector can. Working for the government already carries enough benefits, especially in California with a K. Special treatment under gun control laws should not, and under the Equal Protection Clause, cannot be one of them. Now, I want you to consider this, and I've long thought about this. I was never considered a federal employee when I was a soldier. I was never considered that. I don't know what I was considered. I guess I was just considered fodder. You know, numbers. I don't know what I was considered. But I certainly, even today, even 26 years removed from the military, I am eminently more qualified to carry a gun, to operate a weapon, and quite a few of them, than anybody in state government that has never handled one. Except they are, in California with a K, they're exempt, I guess. They've exempted all federal employees as well, which I never was considered one of, I guess. That little ditty, just, I mean, that idea, this Second Amendment, for me, but not for thee, concept. I'm telling you, I am telling you. Economics are one thing. We're going to see economics come into play in this election. I believe Mudcat Saunders is right. I believe that Donald Trump will club Hillary Clinton like a Navy or a baby seal. Not a Navy seal, but a baby seal. I believe that he will stomp her into oblivion. I believe she hasn't been hit by anything yet. But I also believe that we've got to start this some way. And what you have right now is the way things are going in places where they are unchecked. If Clinton is elected, then it becomes nationalized. They already tried to nationalize it right now. And a Republican group is in the way. We can't lose the presidency, and we don't need to lose Congress. And then if we get it all, then we need to beat the living hell out of Congress and get them to actually do something to put the government back on track. Because right now what you're seeing out of National Review, what you're seeing from the Koch brothers, what you're seeing from a whole lot of people on the Republican side that are against Trump, these are people that don't believe the country is in trouble. They don't believe that $19 trillion in debt, big deal. It's just business as usual. They don't believe that something can happen and work its way up to critical mass and then there be a collapse in the society. They don't believe it. They look at things with a feeling. You know, I interviewed somebody one time about Obama not doing something. And instead of me telling me what they would do to keep him from doing it, he just told me, well, he just can't do it. They're just presuming that he follows the rules because the rules are up there. And then we all become, you know, given enough slack, the entire country becomes like California with a K. We'll be right back.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802.
toolsforfreedom.com.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-94 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, rolling along, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Come meet us. We're going to be at the NRA meetup, convention, whatever it is. It's going to be happening in Kentucky, in Louisville, in about 3 weeks. Come see us. We'll be there. We'll be there. And real quick, just administratively. Now, Ben, I took the airborne stuff before I got sick. I was trying to keep it from happening. Hydrate with a lot of water. Maybe go to a doctor. But if you get what I got, they're going to tell you it's just going to have to run its course. And then you're not going to be a very happy person. I would try the airborne stuff just because it's sort of a, you know, it boosts your immune system and some other stuff. And definitely hydrate, but get off of the dairy right now if you're taking a lot of dairy, because that'll thicken things up. And sleep. Sleep is your friend. Sleep is your friend. So my board op is feeling poorly, and he's getting what I had. And I didn't give it to him because I can't transmit germs over the mic. But he's getting it anyway. It's taking that much time to get up to Minnesota. Here we have an editorial from one who doesn't know. And I like his title. Making fun funner with guns, just not smart guns, by the editorial board. That's the name of the writer. The editorial board. I don't know which editorial board it came from. I'm thinking somewhere in Florida, possibly. I give this to you verbatim. The gun lobby's refrain is almost mantra-like whenever anyone dares suggest a smarter approach to selling weapons that can kill indiscriminately. Whether the person pulling the trigger is a responsible adult or a 2-year-old toddler, the gun lobby insists that we Americans are under constant threat of attack, and guns are the only thing that can keep us safe. Here in the real world, the vast majority of us manage to walk the street, shop, and make it out of our front doorsteps without requiring protection against vast hordes of killers. Rare are the times when armed would-be killers actually enter American homes. Rare still are such intruders killed or sent fleeing because the home occupant is packing heat. The argument that guns are essential for self-defense is baseless. According to a new study by the very reputable Violence Policy Center, citing FBI data, there were only 211 justifiable homicides in 2013 in which a citizen protected himself or herself using a firearm. That same year, 7,838 criminal firearm homicides occurred. Heavens. The National Rifle Association has staked its entire agenda on the claim that guns are necessary for self-defense. But in a nation of more than 300 million firearms, it's striking how rarely guns are used in self-defense, according to the Violence Policy Center. Consider, however, in the past 4 months, 23 people have been shot, 11 fatally, by toddlers. 18 times toddlers shot themselves, 9 fatally. One toddler fatally shot his mother. Another killed his 9-year-old brother. The Washington Post reports Georgia tops the list of states where such shootings have occurred, with 8 such incidents since January 2015. Missouri and Texas are tied for second place with 4 each. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, more than half of the 41,149 suicide deaths in 2013 were caused by firearms. Yes, guns are raining death upon Americans, most innocent Americans, mostly innocent Americans. Is there a smarter way? Various developers such as Jonathan Mossberg's iGun Technology Corp. in Florida are working on ways to equip guns with electronic sensors to prevent anyone but authorized users from firing them. A shotgun under development has been tested with more than 3,000 times without a single failure. But that's not good enough for the NRA, which insists currently that no viable guns equipped with such technology exist. It would still oppose measures to block gun makers from marketing regular, i.e., dumb guns. Let me read that thing again. It would still oppose measures to block gun makers from marketing regular, Okay, I don't think that was what they meant to write. The NRA puts a stamp of approval on the American Citizen, a website sponsored by manufacturer Smith & Wesson. Instead of smart gun advocacy, it carries stories from people who use guns to protect themselves. Included in Smith & Wesson's Twitter feed, hashtag make fun funner, because fun is never funner than when guns are involved. Now, here's the thing, okay? I don't care if somebody wants to get out there and make a Judge Dredd pistol or a James Bond smart gun. I've seen it on Dredd, and I've seen it on Skyfall. On Dredd, they go splody. Why, even in Blade, the vampire hunter, well, no, that was his sword, not his gun. His sword was a smart sword. If he, you know, if they picked it up, it would throw a bunch of blades and take their hand off. I don't care if people develop that stuff. The problem is I don't want them to mandate that that be the only gun that I can buy. I should, if there is a market for this, build it and let people buy it. Develop it and let people buy it. Just because they've got one shotgun that has done it 3,000 times, that is the tip of the iceberg in testing a new technology, which this essentially is. Putting electronics on a gun that when you pull the trigger, you have a contained detonation, which causes all kinds of harmonic phenomena to happen within that gun. And one thing about electronics is they can be quite delicate. These electronics are going to have to be pretty small. They're going to have a power source that can remain connected every time you pull the trigger. They're going to have to, you know, and it's really going to depend on where you're going to put all of this sophisticated electronic magical stuff that is going to keep people from shooting people the wrong way. First, we're doing it for the children. Then we're taking the Violence Policy Center's word for it is fine. Take whoever you want. Those are the same people that said in order for the liberal agenda to go forward, well, then you have to disarm America. And remember, here's the thing about smart gun technology. I had never thought about it till we had John Stokes on last night. If the cops know how to disrupt a smart gun, the bad guys will figure out how to disrupt a smart gun. So if it has RFID or something, and they're getting ready to kick in the door, they'll figure out how to flip a switch, and that Mossberg shotgun won't fire at all. They'll figure out how to do it. And what they're asking for is they're asking for an a level of intrusion into your privacy that is undocumented up to this point. Especially with guns, anyway. They already, you know, I've read all about the laptops that have the cameras that turn on. For all I know, mine is turning on right now. Let me you know, flipping it off right now. There you go. Whoever's watching, enjoy that. Smart guns are not the answer to anything. In a nation of 320 million people, where they're looking at 7,838 criminal firearm homicides, and we know that half of that is gang-related. So what does that take it down to? That takes it down to 39-some-odd hundred. 3,920, approximately, murders in the United States. Like I said, let's go out and fight heart disease. Gun death is going down. And one of the reasons gun death is going down, one of the reasons crime is going down, is because so many good people have guns. So do many people have an opportunity to make? And you know what? I've got a guy that I've met who I consider sort of a friend in the chat room here, Raven One. He is a law enforcement officer. I've never seen the world the way he's seen the world. I bet you he could see a lot of things. He's seen a lot of things. And if I were to say, Raven, you know, I don't really think there's that much of a chance of anything happening around here. Do you want to buy my guns? Because I'm not going to carry any more guns ever, ever, ever again. I think he would sit me down. And I think he would say, Bill, you're an insane man, aren't you? Because let me tell you about some of the stuff I've seen in your area where you live. Because while this guy is writing this stuff about what he knows about, he doesn't know what cops know. What cops know will make your eyes fly open. We will be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.